To find God is to have his face revealed to you in your heart, for God dwells in man, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Rev 22:4-1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face to be in his presence continually. One turn inward to seek God, for what may be known of God is revealed in them. Rom 1:19. God and Christ are only known by revelation. Matt 11:27. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5:8. And every man who has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. John 3:3. From the word of the Lord within, we stand in his presence. In the kingdom we stand before God and his holy angels, we behold his beauty. We stand in the presence of God, speaking forth his words as commanded. A perfect man hears what to do, a time of great joy. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. When Jesus appears, he is seen, he is revealed in the purified hearts of believers. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus is recorded saying that some then standing with him 2,000 years ago would see his glorious coming in the clouds with the kingdom before they died. In addition, Paul, Jesus preaching, Jesus in Revelation, Peter, James, and John, all said his appearance was soon, the time is near, a little while, he stands at the door. It would be a cruel hoax to be waiting on him to appear if the past 100 generations of believers actually had no hope of ever seeing him. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Col 3:4, when he appears, you enter the kingdom and also appear in glory. All of us, as with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Cor 3:18. We put on the newly created nature of Christ, which is created in God's image of true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22-24. When he appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. Everyone with this hope purifies himself just as he is pure. 1 John 3:2-3. From the word of the Lord within, seek his face. Seek his face in ever-increasing glory. Psalms 11:7. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteousness, the upright shall behold his face. Psalm 27:8. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Psalm 17:15. And I, in righteousness I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. David is speaking of seeing the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus when he awakens. David lived before the age of the kingdom's availability to men. So he was not translated into the kingdom, but he was enlightened, he saw God, he was in close communication with God's promptings and directions, and he saw what the kingdom would be like in the future for the saints on the earth. Psalm 80:19. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. Psalm 105:4. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face and presence evermore. Acts 2:25. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before my face, because he is on my right hand, that I may not be moved. 1 Corinthians 13:12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. At first we can only catch a tiny glimpse of Christ, but when he comes, we will know him face to face in ever-increasing glory. Then I will know him, even as he knows me. 2 Corinthians 3:18. All of us, as with an unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. Paul is saying that they saw the glory of the Lord, as though looking into a mirror. And as they beheld the glory of the Lord in the face of Christ Jesus, they were changed into the image of Christ themselves, God's image of true righteousness and holiness, from glory to glory. This is not make-believe Christianity. This must actually occur in you to attain salvation, and it will occur if you seek the Lord with all your heart and soul. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. 2 Cor 4:6. Your persistent seeking of the Lord, obeying his voice, will result in Jesus Christ appearing in your heart. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Col 3:4. When he appears, you enter the kingdom and also appear in glory. Psalm 140:13. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. the upright shall dwell in your presence before your very face. This dwelling in his presence before his face occurs when you enter the kingdom while you still walk the earth. From the word of the Lord within, do not be misled. You must enter the kingdom while on earth. You can live in heaven and still walk the earth. Genesis 4:13-14. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, you have driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and I shall be hidden from your face, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will come to pass that whoever finds me will slay me. Everyone thinks how evil Cain was, and how they are nowhere near as bad as Cain. But look, Cain had been in the presence of God, beholding his face. Cain was much further along than almost anyone in later generations. David beheld his face. We are told to seek his face. We are promised that at the conclusion of our crucifying our sinful nature on the inward cross of self-denial, we will see our Lord's face appear in our hearts, in the face of Christ Jesus to give us knowledge of the glory of God. 2 Cor 4:6. But consider how far removed from God we as a people have become, at least compared to evil Cain. Consider how evil we are, far more evil than Cain, who in envy over God's favor to Abel, murdered his brother. Consider well how evil we, the people of the earth, have become. Now imagine how repulsive and painful we are to him when we sing to him, pray to him, praise him, or even talk about him. All without first having been changed by his offer to teach us to deny lusts of the world and ungodliness, to teach us how to live soberly, godly, and righteously in this present world. To redeem us from all iniquity and purify us for himself, that we will have a zeal for good works directed and energized by him, Tit 2:11-14. Including how to worship, pray, and praise him properly. See Pennington's writing on true prayer and worship. From the word of the Lord within, your thoughts are not my thoughts. At best your thoughts are a vain hiss. We need to get clean before we can truly worship. Genesis 32:30. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel the face of God. For I have seen God face to face, and my life was spared. Genesis 33:10. But Jacob said, no, I pray you, if I have now found favor in your sight, then accept this present from me. For to see your face is as though I had seen the face of God, since you have received me favorably. Exodus 33:11. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, like a man speaks to his friend. Numbers 6:25. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Numbers 12:8. With him I speak face to face, even openly, and not in dark with subtle meaning, sayings, and he beholds the image of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Numbers 14:14. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that you, Lord, are among this people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, that your cloud stands over them, and that you go before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and by night in a pillar of fire. Psalm 30:7. Lord, by your favor you have made my mountain stand strong, but when you hid your face, and I was troubled. Deuteronomy 5:4. The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount out of the midst of the fire. Deuteronomy 34:10. And in Israel there has not risen a prophet since like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, Judges 6:22. And when Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God! For now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. 2 Chronicles 6:42. O Lord God, turn away the face of your anointed, remember the mercies of David your servant. Job 33:26. He shall pray to God, and he will be favorable to him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will restore man to his righteousness. So the result of a man truly turning away from sin is to see God's face and to be restored to his righteousness. Both strange topics in Christendom, one to see God's face and two to be restored to God's righteousness. These are topics strange to an estranged Christendom, but not to the scriptures of the New Testament as below, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Cor 4:6. Seek the Lord and his strength, yearn for and seek his face, to be in his presence continually. 1 Chr 16:11. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matt 6:33. Do you not know? You are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. Rom 6:16. So once again, it seems these ancient men were closer to the teachings of the New Testament than is Christianity today. Isaiah 30, 20, although the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will no longer be hidden, but your eyes shall see your teacher. When you have been purified through obedience and suffering and tribulation, you see God. You see the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Psalm 27, 9, do not hide your face far from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, you who have been my help. Do not leave me, nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. Psalm 67, 1, God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 80, 3, restore us again, O God, and cause your face to shine on us, 1, and we shall be saved. This phrase is repeated 3 times in this psalm. Christendom has lost sight of what this means. It literally means to see the shining face of God with eyes of your heart. What face do you see? The face of Jesus Christ, which when seen gives you knowledge of the glory of God. What face did the Jews, such as David, see? The face of the Lord God of Israel, Jesus Christ, the rock, the children of Israel who were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink of the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, or went with them, and that rock was Christ. 1 Cor 10:2-4. Jews or Christians, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matt 5:8. The way one sees God is to see the face of God, and like this psalm says 3 times, cause your face to shine on us, and we shall be saved. To see God is the prerequisite to being saved. Psalm 80, 7, restore us, O God of hosts, and cause your face to shine on us, and we shall be saved. Psalm 80, 19, restore us again, O Lord God of hosts, cause your face to shine on us, and we shall be saved. Psalm 13, 1, how long will you forget me, O Lord? Forever, how long will you hide your face from me? Psalm 88, 14, Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? Psalm 143, 7, hear me speedily, O Lord, my spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like to those who go down into the pit. Isaiah 8, 17, and I will wait upon the Lord, who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will look, wait, and hope for him. Isaiah 54, 8, in a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer. Lamentations 2, 19, arise, cry out in the night. In the beginning of the watches pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands toward him for the life of your young children who faint for hunger in the top of every street. Daniel 9, 17, now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. Micah 3, 4, then they will cry to the Lord, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, because they have been evil in their deeds. This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.